Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the New Generation Sports Report podcast. I am your host, Tanner Mondock. I am joined in front of me at this table by Ty and Rob yet again. How you guys doing this week?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hanging in there. We got an easy day today. Good. We didn't have anything to do. Real cold, so everything got postponed.
Yeah.
So I've just been chilling around here, waiting to do this thing. Putting that one on Rob here.
Yeah, I was working on the Allied News, so
yeah,
and I try and put off the podcast for a while usually.
Yep, I've had these mics turned on for well over an hour at least, and then I hear him. I catch Rob trying to whisper something to Ty. I'm like, dude, I can hear you. Let's just get this thing done. It takes what, 20 minutes?
I'm like I'm kind of weird. Like, being a layout guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're like laser focused on getting the paper out, you know?
Yeah.
So when I'm working on the Allied on Tuesdays, I'm like, well, let's let me get a start on the Allied before we do the pod.
Because normally, I mean, all the basketball season, we didn't really ever have to rush, you know, because we didn't have anything to do until, you know, games starting at 7. But now with things starting at 4, and if we have a half hour drive or something, like, yeah, we're like, all right, we got to get this thing going. But today, Rob knew he had nothing going on, so he's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I delayed it.
Yeah, we'll put this thing off for a while. But anyway, we're here now. We're here to do the show. Let's get things started here with some baseball. Way back in the last week, I don't remember what day this was, but across the border over in Ohio, go check out Brookfield taking on Crestview. This is a good one. Brookfield came from behind to get the 3-2 win.
Yeah, we got spoiled earlier last week. We had back-to-back really good games. And this Brookfield Crestview one, it was tied 0-0 through four innings. And then Crestview, it's Zachary Davis gets a 2 RBI single. And Crestview, I want to emphasize, Brookfield had not beat Crestview in 3 or 4 years. So this was one that not high expectations for Brookfield entering that game.
Right.
And they go down in the fifth. But then in the sixth, Blake Hammond gets a grounder that brings Brandon Hardman in for their first score of the game. Devin Reardon hits a triple that plops down in some mud in the outfield.
When that ball hit down out there in left field, and then when the left fielder went to, like, retrieve it, I just remember seeing, like, this huge, like, splash of water, like, when they went out there. For anyone that hasn't been to a high school baseball or softball game the past, really, like, 2 weeks, I mean, they all look like that right now. They're all just, they're crazy.
Definitely. But so he hits that triple, it's an RBI triple, it gets them tied up 2-2, and then Brian Reardon singles it and it brings Devin home, and they finally take the lead. And then they had really good pitching late in that game, especially. Brandon Hardman seals it in the seventh inning, not allowing a hit, and they're able to come away with their first win over Crestview in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, no, that was a good game. So yeah, Brookfield, they got the win 3-2. Over Crestview. So let's move along here to maybe what's going to be the best softball game that we see all year. Definitely the best pitching matchup. Mm-hmm. So this was Sharon Hickory, which of course is always good, no matter the sport, when you get these two schools going at it. But of course, in softball, you know you're going to have Maddie Vogan in the circle. And now we have AJ Jarzab over at Hickory, who is impressing just right away. So Ty, before we get into this one, so Sharon wins this thing 1-0 in an absolute just pitcher's duel. This is just a classic game here. I want to get into the pitcher's line, their line here, just because, I mean, this is impressive. So they both go the distance. I'll start with Vogan here. Just giving up 2 hits, pitches the shutout, no walks, and 18 strikeouts. And then, of course, Jarzab on the other side took the loss, but only gave up 4 hits, 1 run, which was unearned. No walks and 16 strikeouts. I mean, this was just, it was unbelievable. So yeah, Sharon got the 1-0 win. So Ty, what happened here?
I mean, I think you summed it up real well.
I mean,
right,
this
there
was just, man, if you enjoy pitching, oh man.
Incredible game from both those. They're both very young, talented athletes. Yep. I mean, freshman and a sophomore. So
yeah, Vogan sophomore. Yeah, Jarzab freshman. Yeah.
So these are two names we'll be seeing a lot over the next couple of years.
Yes.
But for Sharon, I also want to emphasize how good their outfield was in that game too. I mean, they robbed a home run.
Yeah. Yeah. Addie McPhan out there robbing AJ Jarzab of that home run. I mean, that was in a 1-0 game. That could have been the difference.
Right.
You know?
And this was just one where, like you said, it's a rivalry game, Sharon Hickory. Everyone wanted it, and you could tell at any moment this game could turn on its side.
Yeah.
So hats off to both of those pitchers. I mean, they played their butts off to try and, I mean, 16 strikeouts. You think you're getting a win 99% of the time.
Yeah.
This is just that 1% of the time where the other pitcher throws 18. So.
Right. And, I mean, you know, I've watched Vogan now for just the full season, you know, in her freshman year. And, you know, we know what she can do as a pitcher. But, I mean, she's also really good at the plate, too. I mean, she drove in the only run of this game. But it still, despite that, Jarzab was one of the few pitchers that I think I've ever seen really shut her down. I mean, what, I think that was her only hit of the game, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, I believe, one hit.
And, yeah, she just had, like, I remember, like, it was an infield pop-up at one point. And, I mean, it was like, yeah. No, I mean, Jarzab, she shut down Vogan at the plate, which hasn't really happened a lot so far in Vogan's young career here. But yeah, so this was a good one. Sharon getting the win, 1-0 over Hickory.
That's unbelievable. Two pitchers and 34 strikeouts.
That's you never get that, you know. That's just, it's unheard of. So they'll meet again this year, of course, and then maybe, you know, we'll see what happens there. Maybe we'll get this pitching matchup again. That'd be fun. All right. Let's move things along here. I was not at this one. This was Harbor Creek Grove City Baseball. This was Ty did a solo show here. So Harbor Creek got the 7-3 win over Grove City.
Yeah, that score kind of misleading to how this game felt, at least. In that first inning, Max Naus, he gives up a couple hits and three runs. So they start trailing in that first inning right away. But he ends up pitching a really good next 3-4 innings. And Grove City's able to hit. They're able to get guys on third and second, just not able to score. But then finally, in what, the fifth inning, Johnny Podolyan? I don't know how to say that name.
That's the first I've ever heard that name, so I don't know.
I believe.
Podolyan,
And Lane Ryder, they come up huge, and they're able to take a 3-2 lead in the fifth inning there. But then Grove City brings out they were on the heels of a back-to-back, so they bring out a freshman pitcher, not a ton of experience. He goes ahead and gives up two home runs for five runs combined, and it just sinks him in the sixth and seventh inning. So it came down to lack of experience for Grove City there versus a Harbor Creek team that has a lot of seniors, a lot of juniors, a lot of upperclassmen who have been in this situation before.
Hmm. All right. So, yeah, Harbor Creek getting the 7-3 win over Grove City on Friday last week. So let's move along here to Monday of this week. We were over at Brandy Springs Park over at Veterans Field where Wilmington was taking on Mercer. And the Greyhounds got the 6-3 win in a game that I feel like I've seen 100 times already this season with just a ton of errors.
Yeah, error is definitely the headline of that one.
Yep.
9 runs scored. I believe only one of them was earned. Tells you a lot about just so many mistakes. It's a cold game. You know, rain was coming, but it wasn't raining in that one. But the field was muddy. A lot of excuses you can make. But at the end of the day, it means sloppy game. Early on, Mercer gave up 3 runs in the first inning off of a couple errors. And then in the fourth inning, they give up 3 more runs off 2 errors and a wild pitch. So that just puts them in this hole. Late in that game, Wilmington starts making errors.
Yep.
And Mercer's finally able to get some scores. Lincoln Sirocco, great game pitching, and he's able to get 2 hits and the only earned run of the game on a single RBI. So there's some good that Mercer is able to get, but they're just not able to overcome that deficit they put themselves in early on.
Yeah. Yeah. So it did. Yeah. This one was funny because it got colder progressively as it went on. I mean, just, wind picked up and then, you know, the dark clouds started coming in looking like it was going to rain. But at least we had that frog hanging out
with
us.
We did have a frog sit right next to us for pretty much that whole game.
Yeah, that was nice. A little toad sitting there.
Taking in the game.
Yeah, yeah. When I walked up to the spot, one of the main spots I wanted to shoot from, I like almost stepped on it because, I mean, it blended right in. But now I'm like, yeah, we got to hang out with him the whole game. Ty almost got his head taken off, too.
I did.
By a warm-up throw. I like caught it at one moment and then I was like, watch out, watch out, watch out. But it was like kind of like too late and like Ty didn't move an inch. But I mean, this thing like was just like just right over the top of your head. I mean, you were like so lucky that you weren't sitting up straight or something. That thing would have taken your head off. But anyway, yeah. So Wilmington They ended up getting the 6-3 win over Mercer. So let's start things over to Rob. Rob, you warned me that you have a lot.
Yeah, so. Settle in, folks. It's a long list. I just wanted to mention the District 10 all-region teams. Erie Times News has released them. Lucas Fagley from Lakeview was the Region 1 Player of the Year. And Josh Book from Slippery Rock, Region 4 Player of the Year. And all of these lists are in the have been in the Herald. So.
Mm-hmm.
Girls Hoops, Lake Fields and Leah Krayrup, Co-Players of the Year. Izzy Gamble, the Region 4 Player of the Year. And All-Region Wrestling, Hudson Homan from Grove City, Region 1 Wrestler of the Year. The Round Ball Classic rosters were announced recently. That's May 24th and the 25th at North Allegheny High School in Wexford. There's 7 games, you know, all seniors playing. The kids from District 10 that were selected, well, at least the local schools, Nathan Greer and Christian Kurse from Grove City, Matt Huff and Marco Miller of Hickory, Cody Fagley and Owen Dye of Lakeview, Mercer's Bubba Palmer, Derek Douglas, Levi Hailstock, and Owen Schenker of Sharon, Aiden Cadman of Sharpsville, and Slippery Rock's Josh Book and Lewis Brown, Sharon High head coach, is the coach of that team.
Okay.
And the District 10 girls, they're on a team with Class 2A players from District 7. And Izzy Gamble from Grove City, she was selected. Lake Fields from Kennedy. From Lakeview, Kendra Seddon and Amber Woods. And Leah Krayrup from Wilmington. But I guess she's not going to play because she had like hip surgery after the season ended. Oh. And Aliquippa's Dwight Lindsay's the head coach of the team. Okay, heading to spring sports roundup. Last Tuesday, Middlesex beat Wilmington 4-2. Kyle Gilson, 2-hit shutouts over 4 innings, 10 strikeouts. Greenville baseball, they beat Mercer in 5 innings, 11-1. Jacob Zonka had a grand slam for the Trojans. And Brecken Hedrick, 2 singles and 3 RBIs. Grove City beat Oil City 3-2. Lane Ryder, he went the distance, threw a 2-hitter, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. Nolan Rennick and Ryder had RBI singles. Moving to softball, Angelina Eekman, she led Mercer to a 5-0 win over the Reds in West Middlesex. 17 strikeouts, no walks, and only gave up a single. Sharon softball, they beat Franklin in 5 innings, 13-0. Maddie Vogan, a no-hitter, 13 strikeouts, 2 walks.
Only 13?
Yeah. She had a 2-run homer and a sack fly at the dish, too. Marley Bundren, 3 singles, 3 RBIs. Hickory softball, they beat Oil City 16-4. That was in 5 innings. Peyton Lunas, 3-run homer and a 2-run single. And Briley Spangler, she went the distance in the circle for the Hornets. 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits. Moving to Thursday, Hickory baseball beat Grove City 9-2. Bryson Applegarth, a double and 3 RBIs for the Hornets. And Matthew Myers, Jacob Sloan, and Applegarth, they combined to pitch a 4-hitter. Greenville beat Reynolds 9-0. Justin Schell, complete game, 2-hit shutout for the Trojans. 17 strikeouts, no walks.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
For Justin Schell. Wow. That's impressive.
Yep. Let's see here. There was some track and field, too. Middlesex girls. This was during the week last week. Middlesex girls beat Lakeview 84-66. Just wanted to mention Anna Sophia Vicari.
I missed for a second. You said you switched over to a different sport entirely, and I heard you like say that score. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Vicari, anyway. She won the 400 and the 800, and she ran on the winning 32. Or she won the 400, 800, and 3200, and she ran on the winning 3200 relay team.
Okay.
And Lakeview boys beat Middlesex 82-68. Ethan Williams for the Sailors. He won the 100-meter dash, 200-meter dash, and ran on the 400 relay and 1600 relay teams that won. Now moving to Friday, you had Sharon Baseball. They beat Oil City 9-3. Cohen Furtick, he only gave up three hits over six innings, 11 strikeouts and one walk. Dubois, they beat Lakeview 6-5 at Showers Field in 13 innings. And that was, I just wanted to mention, that was like the first loss for Lakeview after they opened the season 4-0. Mercer, they routed Iroquois 11-1. Jaden Amos tripled, doubled, and drove in three runs. Softball, Grove City 12-2 over Franklin. Taylor Thompson, complete game, four-hitter, seven strikeouts, three walks. And at the plate, she also doubled and had two singles and two RBIs. Let's see here. Jamestown softball. They rolled past Oil City 19-1, but I wanted to mention Miranda Biles and Hannah Scriven. They combined to pitch a three-hitter for the Muskies. Six strikeouts, one walk. And here's some more track and field notes from over the weekend. This was on Friday. The Sharon Boys 400-meter relay team, they set a school record at the Lancer Relays at General McLean. Marius Best, Terry and White, Bodie Packness, and Judah Abram. Their time was 44.36, and the old record was 44.39 that was set 15 years ago.
Nice.
And then on Saturday, 21st South Hills Classic at Baldwin High School in Pittsburgh. Khalil White for Hickory. He won the 110-meter hurdles and the triple jump. Caden Reithmiller, he captured the 3,200. Ben Walls was first in the shot put. Jocelyn Hancock, she won the 100-meter title. Mira Moschillo, she won the 3,200, and Jillian White, she captured the 1,600. So good performances from Hickory. And then Grove City and Slippery Rock.
You got a lot. Yeah, you're losing your voice.
Yeah, Grove City and Slippery Rock. They were at the Butler County Classic on Saturday. And I just wanted to mention Jonah Stuccio. He led the Eagles with wins in the pole vault, long jump, and triple jump. And DeLathy and Bones, he won the discus and set a school record in the shot put, 56 feet, 1 inch, and 3 fourths.
Very nice.
And that was too long, but there's so many good spring sports performances. I don't know what to leave out. I don't want to leave any kids out.
It was a busy week. A lot of good performances. Yeah, no, you couldn't leave those out.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it.
That is it.
All right. Let's get into what we're covering next. Like we already mentioned, pretty much everything got postponed on Tuesday, so not doing anything Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're going to have Sharpsville at Greenville Baseball. Thursday, we will have Jamestown at Sharpsville Softball. Friday, Rocky Grove at Reynolds Softball. And then on Saturday, we are making our track and field debut for the year. Going to go over to West Middlesex for the Big Red invite, where I think pretty much everyone is going to be there, I think, in terms of our local schools. Just looking at the list here, I don't see anyone that's left off of it. So, of course, I'm going to turn this off and realize that, you know, one of our schools isn't there. But it looks like we're going to see pretty much everyone there. So, yeah, good invite to go to then for us. All right. I think we did it. What do you guys think? Got anything
pretty
else?
Pretty good. I should have brought a coffee in for my voice. Man, I'll tell you.
Yep. Now, that's happened to me before on here. Read off like a long list or something, and you lose it. All right, let's wrap this thing up before Rob finds something else to talk about in his notes there.
I know that was long.
No, it's good. Yeah, a lot of good performances, like you said. All right, so that'll do it here on the New Generation Sports Report podcast. We are here on Wednesdays. You can find us at SharonHerald.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You know where to find us. So yeah, thanks for tuning in every week. Ty, Rob, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Another voice crack.
Yep.